Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Let the nights remain made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you.
Got the goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should.
Welcome back, final segment of the Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I'm Charlie Marlowe. We have Chris Gardner, Brendan Schaefer on the ones and twos. Martin Kilcoyne has left us for the final hour, headed over to Fox 2 for some TV duties. Right after the show here, I'm going right to Kenilwood Pet Resorts, picking up our dog, Otis.
What's he doing there?
He's getting his hair cut. Haircut, nails trimmed, getting a bath, and also getting his teeth brushed. Kenilwood Pet Resorts, great spot for boarding, for all of your needs in terms of grooming. We've went there, for your dog, of course. We've went there for about 3 years, and take Otis when we're on vacation. It's a great spot. Kenilwood Pet Resorts. Check it out. Brendan Schaefer, you have a question. Go ahead.
Does he get a report card for today, or is it just on the longer trips that he deserves?
It's funny
a
you say
card.
That because I'd meant to read the report card. We took him there the other night, Saturday. We had this party, and I actually wanted to keep Otis at the party because I'm thinking we had Salt and Smoke. I mean, the dog would have been in heaven just going up to everybody giving him scraps of brisket and turkey and all that. Mm-hmm. But my wife, she was like, you know what? We're going to have doors opening, and he runs around. You don't know where he is. So we took him to Kenilwood on Saturday night. I do have his report card here, okay. And it says, Otis, eating habits, good. He ate most of his food. Potty habits, everything normal here. That's what you want to see. You don't want to see the check mark in the box right here, Gardner. It says, ask the staff.
Oh, no.
You don't want that check mark.
So he would have done something bad then.
Correct. Everything normal here. And behavior, outgoing and friendly. And then a little nice note. It was so great having Otis spend the night with us. He's such a love bug, and I hope we see him again soon. Love, Audra. A nice personal note from Kenilwood Pet Resort.
Have you ever got the Ask the Staff checked?
I think they're overly nice in their critique. But for example, the first one says eating habits. The best one is obviously great. He ate everything. We got the second one, good, ate most of his food. So clearly he left a little bit, which is something he never does. So
wasteful.
Either way, Kenilwood Pet Resort's a great spot.
I need to
check him out.
A, B, C, D, you know, F.
You need a letter grade system.
Yeah, I want to know more specifically where the dog sits within those categories. Like, and then, you know, what do you do with a dog that gets an F in one of those categories?
I will say that when I dropped him off today, he had went number one right outside of the Kenilwood spot there. They have a nice little area.
Okay.
And then I bring him in, and anybody who has a dog, you kind of know the dance. And everybody's dog does it differently. When my dog is about ready to go to the bathroom, it starts to spin a little bit, and you can tell he'll kind of walk back and forth before he gets his kind of little drop it down and do his thing. So I saw it early. I pulled him out of Kenilwood. Went into the front area. He took care of his business. And that's much better than doing it, obviously, in the establishment, yeah. Which he has done before.
Ask the staff, then. That's what gets checked. Does he get a kerchief?
He gets a kerchief.
Red one?
It's different each time. Sometimes it's seasonal. Maybe a Cardinals kerchief. In the winter, you could get a holiday kerchief. They take care of your dogs there with all kinds of nice little niceties like that.
Get a text from Iggy's lie detector. Why did they skip the letter E on the grade scale? It's a good question. I was thinking that as I was listing off the letters because I was just about to go in order.
I feel like that's something that if we Googled that,
we should know right
we
away.
We could get to it. That's an interesting question.
Is F a plosive or is it not?
Is it because F his kind of like fail.
Yeah. It just sounds like if you get an F, it feels like getting punched in the face. Because if you said, okay, we gave you an E, that's not so good. But if it's an F, it's like it just sounds bad.
At Lindenwood, I got a lot of W's.
Withdrawn?
Withdrawal. Yeah. Got a lot of those. Tried for a little bit. Didn't work out. That's why I attended Lindenwood University. But a lot of W's on that report card.
So I didn't know this. So how long did you go to Lindenwood?
2.5 years.
So were you about a year and a half from graduation, or was it going to be a little longer?
I think it was 3 years total, and it would have been about a year and a half away. If I'm right, I would actually have to, now that I think about it, would have to go back and look.
Were you in communications?
Yes. I remember when I got out of Radio 101 for the third time.
Wait.
Now, hold on a second.
That can't be that so hard
you
of took,
no,
a
no, gonna, wait a second.
I'm going to tell you what happened here.
Okay.
You understand. The issue wasn't the content or anything with the class. The issue was me, if I got up early enough to go to class. That was the issue. So when I finally finished that class, after the third time taking it, the teacher came to me and said, this is the first time ever I've had a person working in major market radio for 2 years graduate from this class. Because I had been working at KMOX for 2 years already. And then I finally graduated Radio 101. And I'm like, yeah, I finally made it, I guess, long enough. Showed up enough times.
Is that the point at which you realized you maybe didn't need a communications degree to work in radio?
Yeah, well, I think I had already figured that out while working at...
And you really don't.
Yeah, that's...
Now, some companies, I'm guessing there's some TV companies where they will not hire you if you don't have a degree. But really, if you can do the job, why would they not hire you? I remember there was a kid, my first job in the UP, where he actually told me one day. So he said he went to Michigan State, so I always figured he graduated. And then one day after work, we're out drinking beers or whatever, and he's like, yeah. It's like, I really didn't graduate. You know. And he went there 4 years. I think he needed one more class or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he applied for the job, and he got it during his senior year.
Right.
But then he would have had to do a summer course, whatever it was. And he was like, well, they hired me. And really, do you think companies are going to look? Are they going to look up your transcript for kind of a remedial job?
No. In certain industries, that would be an issue. And out of curiosity, did he say on the resume that he had graduated? Because if he did, maybe that's kind of fishy. But like, people assume that I graduated from the J school and I didn't. I didn't think I wanted to do journalism, so I switched out of that and did sport management. But when they say, oh, you went to Mizzou and J school, I'm like, no, I didn't do that. But they just kind of assume. So it's kind of one of those weird deals where, in the end, once you've been doing it and you meet people and you've done it for a while, it doesn't really matter how you started out. So yeah, if you want to do this, don't go to school. That's a terrible idea.
And we were talking yesterday about Mike North because we were talking about Chicago and Chicago radio and all that, and that the fact he was making at his peak what $1.5 million per year,
mm-hmm.
and he literally started out as kind of like a hot dog vendor that was calling into the shows. And then he became arguably the biggest sports talk radio personality in Chicago.
See,
so if you're funny and you're good and you can do it, who the hell cares if you went to school 10 years ago for it?
My goal is to regress, I guess, in a way, because Mike North went from hot dog vendor to sports talk radio host.
You
want to
be the Benjamin Button of sports talk.
I want to go from radio host to hot dog vendor. Like, the guy, one of the most... fascinating guys to me in St. Louis is Carlos the hot dog vendor at 6th and Olive right behind the Met. Best hot dogs in town you're going to find from any vendor. He doesn't work all year round, but makes enough money doing his business there 4 hours a day during the week, and then he's done like during the winter. So he must be doing something right with those hot dogs to be making it work. That, or I would just go straight to my retirement job as a doorman.
That's not bad. We were talking earlier. What would you want to do if you got out of TV, radio, whatever it was?
Why would you want to get out in the first place?
I'm just saying.
Hypothetically.
Down the road, hypothetically. I've always said, I would love to just own a Jimmy John's. And I'm dead serious. You think I'm joking? I would love to own a franchise of Jimmy John's and just run it. And I'd get in there. You got to think it opens at what? 10 or 11 for the lunch rush.
Holy.
I would get in there and I'd kind of oversee the lunch rush. Hopefully I've hired a good general manager. Maybe I leave at 3 or 4. Somebody else can take care of the dinner rush.
So where
that would be my I don't want to say dream job, but I would be totally content owning a Jimmy John's franchise.
What neighborhood, though?
Well, I thought of this because when we moved from Brentwood to Glendale, there was no Jimmy John's. There still is no Jimmy John's that delivers to our house. And that's because okay. we're right in the middle of the Jimmy John's, which is Brentwood over there by Hanley. And then there's one in downtown Kirkwood.
Because the ones like in the West End, it used to stay open till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't want to work
okay.
then either.
Because that's what
but
I
hopefully
thought.
Hire someone who would do a great job
gotcha.
Of dealing with the drunks
okay.
at 2 in the morning.
I like the places that stay open late like that. I think that's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're in the right, if you're in the right neighborhood where there's action going on during those late hours, I think it'd be kind of fun to have one of those businesses, actually.
Courtesy Diner, a Denny's,
yeah.
Steak and Shake.
Guys, updated playoff odds. Cubs, 65.7%. Cardinals, 30.2%. The Milwaukee Brewers, 14.6%. And the Rockies, let's see here. 40.2% to make the postseason. 40.2%.
Well, they don't have the division as an option, which is why they're reliant upon the wild card, and the Cardinals have both options, kind of suspect for wild card or divisional purposes. But because they have a chance at both, I think that's why the percentages are a little closer, even though the Rockies are, what, 3.5 games up?
Yeah, 3.5 entering the day. All right, what did you learn today? I wrote a couple things down here. A lot from the Isaac Bruce interview, and he said, Isaac Bruce, he's confident, not cocky, and he said in terms of Hurricanes, but really everything in life, he's a David, biblical reference, and Goliath always loses. I like that. And in terms of having two daughters but wanting a boy, I also wrote this down, he says he has two girls and a promise, and that promise is from his wife to, I guess, keep trying until they finally have that boy.
I learned this. Everything I learned was from Kenny Wallace today. When you want to get your dumpster to lose 2 feet, you got to cut the bags to let the air out, break down the boxes, put them over the bags, smash them down. You're going to drop 2 feet on that dumpster right away. So if you see me hopping around in the alley behind my building from now on, it's because I'm, you know, breaking down the trash in the dumpster. I also learned it's not the police in North Carolina. It's the law. It's not the police.
Johnny Law.
It's the law. And I did learn also that JFK's original quote is not as I had heard it. What did you say it was?
Well, it's ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
When Kenny quoted JFK, he said, quit asking what people can do for you, damn it. So I didn't know JFK said it that way.
I feel like right off the bat, though, he quoted it correctly.
He did the first time. I like the second one better, though.
Okay. That's kind of a paraphrase.
Quit
quote.
Asking what people can do for you, damn it.
B. Schaefer, write anything down?
Oh, no.
All right, there we go. That's good because we have to go anyway. Hardline coming up next. Cam, TJ, Eric, and John Hadley will shut it down for today. Come on down and check us out tomorrow, Thursday at Patio's, 12 to 3, and then Friday at Lane House Construction. This is the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.